This is WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, and where amazing college students.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Love you. Can't you tell? Oh, But I remember you. Hey, this is Anthony from Circa Survive, and you're listening to WMUC, and you're gonna die in 7 days.
Someone tell me why I do the things that I don't.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
You're a strong man, Brian.
Aye, am I too strong?
Then shower up with Irish Spring.
Ah, the double deodorant soap.
The very one to get a strong man fresh. Look, and these green and white stripes are two deodorants to get a man fresh and clean.
What a fine fresh scent.
That's why I use it too.
Irish Spring, with two deodorants.
Gets a strong man fresh.
I'm a decent boy, just landed from the town of Ballyfad. I want a situation, yes, and want it very bad. I've seen employment advertised, it's just the things as I, but the dirty spell being ended with, no Irish need apply. Woof, says I, but that's an insult, though to get the place I'll try. So I went to see the blackguard with his no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Pat O'Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. Well, I started out to find the house, I got it mighty soon. There I found the old chap seated, he was reading the Tribune. I told him what I came for, when he in a rage did fly. No, he says, you are a Paddy, and no Irish need apply. Well, I gets my dander rising, I'd like to black his eye, to tell an Irish gentleman, no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Pat or Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. Well, I couldn't stand it longer, so a holt of him I took, and I gave him such a welting as he'd get at Donnybrook. He hollered, Millie a Murther, and to get away did try, and swore he'd never write again, no Irish need apply. Well, he makes a big apology, I bid him then goodbye, saying when next you want a beating, write no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Pat or Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman.
Marshmallows in me Lucky Charms.
Mm. Look, it's disappearing.
No one's ever figured out how to keep rainbows from fading away.
Can't you save it, Lucky?
Yeah, you can do it.
Well, there might be a way to save the rainbow. And magically make a new marshmallow for me Lucky Charms.
A new marshmallow?
Excellent.
Aye, a new shape for me Lucky Charms. The marshmallow is part of this complete breakfast.
Lucky, hurry.
Don't worry. I'll use me magic so the rainbow stays. So you can have rainbows every day.
He's making little rainbows.
Aye, marshmallow rainbows of pink, yellow, and blue.
Lucky saved the rainbow just for you. And you can catch it in your next box of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Oh, there's nothing like an early morning shower. It leaves everything so clean and fresh. Just like a shower with my Irish Spring, with springtime freshness in every bar. In these green and white stripes are two deodorants to leave you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time. Irish Spring. Now that's my kind of soap.
And we like it too.
Irish Spring leaves you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time.
Thank you.
Most of the world knows him as the Irish saint who banished the snakes. But he wasn't Irish, and there were no snakes in Ireland. The true story of St. Patrick is of a fugitive slave running for his life. A visionary mystic. A radical priest fighting for his mission. An outcast beloved by a nation. In his wake, two worlds collide, and one is transformed forever.
Perfect in many things, I nevertheless wish that my brethren and kinsmen should know what sort of person I am.
His story begins not in Ireland, but in Britain, at the westernmost edge of the Roman Empire. Patrick was born in the town of Banavem at the close of the 4th century.
He was by culture a Roman, and that meant that he was a product of a highly organized civilization, the most organized civilization in ancient times.
Patrick was the son of a Roman nobleman, so he grew up in a household of wealth. He would have been waited on, and he would have seen that as a very normal form of life.
It was a way of life that would not endure. Christianity had become the empire's official religion, but Patrick was one of many who strayed.
We turned away from God and did not keep his commandments and did not obey our priests.
He didn't practice, he said. We didn't listen to our clergy who warned us about our salvation.
The walls of Banavem could not protect Patrick from the forces that lurked beyond.
You're a strong man, Brian.
Aye, am I too strong?
Then shower up with Irish Spring.
Ah, the double deodorant soap.
The very one to get a strong man fresh. Look, and these green and white stripes are two deodorants to get a man fresh and clean.
What a fine fresh scent.
That's why I use it too.
Irish Spring with two deodorants.
Gets a strong man fresh.
His life of ease and comfort would come to an end in a brutal twist of fate.
It was violent and merciless and quick. They just dashed in, killed many of the servants, and took the ones they thought would be valuable. They didn't kill those, and they dumped them into the boats.
At the age of 16, Patrick was kidnapped by the most fearsome barbarians of their day, Irish slave traders.
The Irish raiders were professionals. They were out to make money, to kidnap slaves and to sell them back in Ireland.
For Patrick and the others taken that day, the voyage west was like falling off the edge of the earth. Protected by a treacherous sea, Ireland had never been conquered by mighty Rome. Its sheer cliffs kept at bay all but the most fearless pirates and slave traders.
They knew the route along the southern coast and up into the west coast of Ireland. And then what they did was they sold the slaves all along the coastline to people who were interested in buying them.
Patrick knew his fate. Nobody escaped from Ireland. Nobody ever made it back to Britain.
Ah, there's nothing like an early morning shower. It leaves everything so clean and fresh. Just like a shower with my Irish Spring,
with springtime freshness in every bar. In these green and white stripes are two deodorants to leave you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time. Irish Spring, now that's my kind of soap.
And we like it too.
Irish Spring leaves you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time.
He thought he'd never again see home. Everything was gone. Now he was a slave.
The Irish were a fighting people. They were always fighting. There was no United Ireland. There was a high king who paid attention to him beyond 10 miles beyond his palace. They never did. They still don't.
We know from Irish stories that they engaged in headhunting, that they prized bravery and fierceness in battle.
Shamrock, like the one you see in my manly Irish spring soap. It has the fine, fresh fragrance of a spring day in Ireland and the unique double deodorant system in these green and white stripes. Two deodorants to help keep a man feeling clean and fresh.
Manly, yes. But I like it too.
You can't beat the luck of the Irish.
Try your luck in the Irish Spring Contest. Win one of 5 trips for two to Las Vegas.
The more heads you could cut off as a warrior, the better.
The soul was believed to be contained within the head. So to take the head of your enemy was literally to almost take their soul.
The Lord brought over us the wrath of his anger and scattered us among the many nations.
In Killarney, legend says, take a deep breath after it rains and that fresh, clean feeling will last the rest of your journey. There's a bit of this in every bar of Irish Spring. Ah, the lasting fresh scent of Irish Spring. The Irish never quit.
¶¶
Karp's Signature Summer Ales. When friends gather, tradition, craftsmanship, and quality blend together into an affordable brain and liver poison we're sure you'll love. Because it's chemically dependence-forming in a portion of the population, every bottle of Karp's is guaranteed to kill enough of your brain to impair your fine motor control, inhibitions, and judgment, but not enough to kill you, unless you drink enough of it. And actually, it's not even that much you have to drink. It tastes okay. How do we do it? We combine quality ingredients with small animals called yeast and a slurry of grain and water. They eat it and poop out the poison. Smooth, authentic poison. Then we seal them in a dark, airless container so they drown in their own poop, which we drink. Their rotting corpses form the bubble. That's addictive liver brain poison the way your grandfather used to order it. My family's proud of our long tradition of making fine gut poison. Karp's all natural. It'll make you feel different than you usually do, in a good way. But then the next day it'll feel like you were poisoned, which you were. So don't be surprised or complain to us about it. I'm Roger, by the way.
Marshmallow shapes?
Sure.
Hearts.
Stars.
Horseshoes.
Clovers and blue moons.
Pots of golden rainbows.
And the red balloon.
Watch me, Lucky Charms. Hearts, stars, and horseshoes. Clovers and blue moons.
Pots of golden rainbows. And the red balloons.
Lucky Charms. The part of this good breakfast with 8 magical marshmallows.
And they can name them. Can you?
Hearts, stars, and horseshoes.
Watch me, Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Oat cereal with marshmallow surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. Must be delicious. Thanks.
Where are your Lucky Charms?
Right here, my friends. They're part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
They're magically delicious.
Thank you.
here. You're watching Ireland One, the only channel on the telly not controlled by the bleeding British. Next up, it's our number one dating show.
Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
Hiya. Welcome to Kiss Me, I'm Irish. I'm your host, Aidan Kilkenny. Today, one feller will choose between three Irish roses to see which one smells the sweetest. Let's meet our Danny boy.
I'm called Niall. I'm from Dangle. My favourite fruit is grey. My claim to fame is that I punched Bono in the back of the head. At least I think it was Bono.
Well, better to be safe than sorry. And what kind of girl are you hoping to meet?
Not to be too picky, but a gal, I suppose. Unmarried.
Well, you're in luck. We've got three of them behind that wall there. Each one as beautiful as their skin is bright red under their makeup. Let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Eileen. I'm a good Catholic girl, which means I love God and God hates me because I'm thinking impure thoughts about you.
Hi, I'm Molly. I'm Irish American, but I live over here because I'm studying stones. And if you follow this rainbow, you might get a pot of gold.
I'm Siobhan. I'm from Doolin. I've got 35 suspicious freckles on my body, but I'm looking for a guy to check the ones I can't see.
Well, I've got a cousin, Siobhan, from Doolin. Siobhan O'Connor.
Aye, that's me.
Is it now? What are the chances?
Cousins? Well, it sounds like my chances just got a little better.
What do you say, Niall? First impression of the girls?
Well, number three is my cousin, so she's definitely off to an early lead. Contestants one and two, I'm open to learning more about you.
Oh, seems like there's some competition. Niall, what's your first question?
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I like a girl who knows her way around the kitchen. Number three, won't you make me for supper?
Wait, the cousin is still playing?
That's easy. I'd make our Nana's famous Pope's pie. I know how much you loved it as a kid.
Great answer.
Sorry, but this is ridiculous.
I know, right? Like, what is going on?
She's got such a leg up on us because they're cousins. How are we supposed to compete with that?
Okay, that was not what I was going to say.
All right, settle down. Plenty of bachelors on the show. I picked a girl other than their known cousins.
Trust me, one and two, you're very much both still in the game. Which brings me to my next question. Contestant one, where would you take me on your first date?
Well, that's easy. I'd take you to my favourite pub up in Doolin, the Stone and Bone. The drinks are free and we can stay past close because I know the owner. He's my dad.
I know the owner too. He's my uncle. Eileen, it's me, your cousin Niall.
Cousin Niall?
St. John's ghost, this game just got a lot more competitive.
Wait, more competitive? You're related. The game should be over.
Oh, I'm afraid you're in a tough spot, Molly. Very rarely does the bachelor pick the non-cousin when there are two cousins in the running. All right, you lucky boy. Next question.
Ladies, what's your idea of a romantic evening? Let's start with contestant number two.
I guess dinner with a guy who isn't related to me?
Picky, picky. How about you, contestant number one?
My idea of a romantic evening would be weddings, funerals, and holy communions, because that's when I get to see you.
Wait, the audience likes that?
Contestant number three, your turn. What's your idea of a romantic evening?
Oh, I think you remember three Good Fridays ago in an alley behind the fishmongers.
Oh, that I do. That I do.
So you already hooked up with your cousin?
Calm down. We didn't have sex. We just had sex. We didn't get married or nothing.
Ew. Is this, like, common here? Aren't you guys worried about, like, deformities from inbreeding?
What? Like bird bones? Soft skull? Strawberry nose? Tic-tac teeth? Brown blood? One big toe? Great advice, but you're about 500 years too late.
You see, that's why.
Even unto the utmost part of the earth, where now my littleness is strangers. Patrick's savage captors sold them to the chieftain of a remote Irish realm.
One can only guess at the shocking transformation it must have been from a well-organized, reasonably quiet life to something that bore no resemblance at all to anything that he had been used to. This is what is the measure of the man. Many a human being would have collapsed, psychologically collapsed, just a cast off in the lowest strata of society. Patrick didn't. Patrick survived.
But his life as a slave and outcast had just begun. Darker days lay ahead. Patrick's master sent his miserable young slave to the mountains to tend his flock. The stony pasture became Patrick's prison, the sheep his only companions.
He was terribly lonely and despairing and totally helpless, stripped down.
As the months turned into years, Patrick lost all hope of ever going home again. He faced his hunger and his terror alone.
The amazing thing is how he survived it all. But it's perfectly clear that he was thrown back on the only stable and powerful influence in his life, which was his Christian religion. He turned to his Christian God.
I would pray constantly through snow, frost, rain.
He says he would pray up to 100 times a day and as often again during the night.
Something happens to you when you're alone like that. You develop such a relationship with nature and nature's clouds and movement and the mystical Irish landscape. It has a huge effect on you.
The love of God and his fear came to me more and more. And my faith was strengthened.
It was what we now call a conversion. And religious conversions can be very powerful things. We don't have to quote Paul on the road to Damascus.
In no case, Moses, Paul, Patrick, did this conversion come about as an act of choice. It is forcefully done to the converted man.
Before I was humbled, I was like a stone lying in deep mud. But he that is mighty came and in his mercy raised me aloft.
It was in the midst of prayer that Patrick's transformation began.
I heard a voice saying to me, "It is well that you fast. Soon you will go to your own country."
Soon you will go to your own country. How could he go to his own country as a slave? How could he get out of Ireland? Where would he go?
Again, after a short while, I heard a voice saying to me, "Behold, your ship awaits you." It was not near, but a distance of perhaps 200 miles. I had never been there, nor did I know a living soul there.
Patrick knew that the Irish put runaway slaves to death. Nevertheless, he began his escape.
I took flight and left those with whom I had stayed for 6 years.
A slave who escapes is actually breaking the law. And anybody who provides him with any kind of protection in the process is also in breach of the law.
It was an awesome journey. He was coming from the northwestern part of Ireland, and he had to journey across the entire island. He had to avoid any sorts of settlements. He may have traveled at night, anything to avoid attention.
I went in the strength of God, who directed my way to my good, and I feared nothing.
He had learned to trust in God in a way that's unimaginable to most people.
His trust was well placed, for at last, Patrick found the ship the voice had promised.
Patrick says that he wasn't afraid until the very end of it, when he came to a ship, because this was the real moment of truth. He had to reveal himself as a runaway Irish slave.
Patrick approached the ship's crew as they prepared to set sail. He begged them to take him aboard.
The ship captain wasn't going to have him. But he doesn't give up because he's had this dream that says you're going to get home.
I left them, and as I went, I began to pray. Before I had ended my prayer, I heard one of them shouting behind me, "Come, hurry," which I did.
Yeah.